Welcome in. I'm Mark Carmen, joined today by a young man who is trying to make a move in his professional basketball career. J.R. Reynolds is with me here. And correct me if I'm wrong, J.R., you're 27 years old, you're chasing this dream, and you're about to make a move to Iceland. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's very correct. Thank you for asking.
Have you ever been to Iceland before in your life?
No, I haven't.
So you're willing basically to go anywhere on this earth for an opportunity to play basketball, correct?
Anywhere, even Antarctica.
Even Antarctica.
Yeah.
So have you? What have you learned so far about Iceland as you're, I guess you're probably going to be heading out by the end of this month, the month of December. What have you learned?
I haven't learned much, honestly. I've just been told to make sure I'm prepared pretty much. So I've just been in the gym training hard and making sure that everything is taken care of on that end for myself.
So, okay, you're 27 years old. You were born and raised where?
I moved around a lot when I was little. I'm from Chicago originally, but I started off young in University Park, Illinois.
And how come you moved around a bunch?
No really support system, honestly. Growing up was hard for me, so I didn't really have anywhere to live, actually. So moving around was just a best fit for my lifestyle coming up.
So did you know your mom? Did you know your dad?
Yeah, I knew my mother, and I know my father. I just between both of them, I moved back and forth a lot between them and my grandparents. So all the way up until actually I got about 17, 18 when I first got my first apartment.
Who did you spend the most time with growing up?
That's a hard one. Probably my grandparents. I would say between my grandparents and my mother, because it was about split in half,
right?
Honestly.
And do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes. It's actually six of us. I'm the oldest of six, so... Yeah.
Did you have to sort of take on a dad, sort of older brother leading role? I mean, was that put on your plate as well as a young man?
Yes, it was, actually, because the two youngest siblings that's other than me, I spent a lot of time with mostly. So I was more like a big brother leader and mentor to them more so than the other three.
And so who would you say was your biggest mentor at that time to try to steering the right way, or did you have to figure it out all on your own?
Yeah, it was a journey for myself. I really didn't, even today, I have little guidance. I have a few mentors in my corner, but it's mostly just me. From childhood, it's been just me.
It's tough being alone, right?
Yeah, very,
yeah.
Very.
J.R. Reynolds with us here, sharing vulnerably here as we talk to some hoop and some life journey as well. So where'd you end up going to high school?
I ended up going to three high schools. I went to Risk Central, Crete, and Leo, I graduated in year 2007.
Okay. Oh, so you graduated high school in 2007.
Yes.
Okay. And then what happens?
I got a partial scholarship to Joliet Junior College, but I had to turn it down because I couldn't get the other funds because I couldn't get anyone to sign off of financial aid for me. So I ended up just working two full-time jobs, and I ended up being able to go to school until I left for the military.
Interesting. So, okay, what type of full-time jobs were you doing at that point?
I was working at Jiffy Lube, and I also worked at I was a store manager at Jiffy Lube by the age of 20, and I was also working at the Renaissance Nursing Home as a clothes washer, I guess you could say.
So you're telling me no guidance, really. You're on your own. You start working at Jiffy Lube, you rise up to be the manager, you have another job in addition to that, but somewhere in the back of your mind, you still have the basketball dream?
Yeah, I always had. It's always been in my mind since childhood. I think it's one of those things that just won't let go.
So, okay, well, let's fast forward along then. You're 20. You're work. How do you start to build that dream back in action? What went on from there?
Actually, it was more so I was – not having guidance, I was around friends that really, our mindset wasn't based on the future. I could say that, you know,
yeah.
We were more concerned than having fun for the present. So, I think having that dream is, and along with other ones, is what set me apart from those that were around me. So I took the chance and left to chase it.
So, okay, how long have you now? Because when I just, you know, met you a couple, I don't know, a month or so ago, you're working out at the gym. I mean, you're working out an affluent gym. So, you know, it ain't cheap to get in there.
Nah.
So how did that come to be, I guess?
All right, so it's actually an interesting story. So when I first got back from the military, I was talking to my friend, Christina, and I was telling her, like, yeah, I'm just tired of, you know, where my life is right now. I really want to chase my dreams, and I feel like this is the only place in Chicago where I can get my place of peace in training. So I talked to her about it, and she said, go for it. So I got the gym membership last year in December, and my life changed since then.
Really?
Yeah.
Just by being around there?
I say being in that environment and also having that place of peace.
I see.
Those will get really set me apart.
So, okay, how long were you in the military?
4 years.
Army?
Yes.
How was that?
It was great until I got hurt. You know, when I was there, I got treated well for what I was doing. But when I got hurt, I saw a different side of it that, you know, a lot of people normally wouldn't be able to see.
How'd you get hurt?
Jumping out of planes, being airborne.
You were airborne jumping out of planes?
Yes.
In the Army?
Yes.
I should have known that, but I didn't know that. And so what happened? You landed awkwardly, or what happened?
A series of jumps that were just landed badly, and the last one is the one that really put me down. I had a couple of injuries prior to that that were just as, they weren't just as severe, but they were pretty bad, and the doctor told me that if I was to get hurt again, that I would have had to make a choice, is to stay in and go regular Army and not be airborne, or he was going to have to force his hand and he was going to have to, you know, pull my cord and, you know, I was going to have to get out. So I didn't join to be regular. So I took my chances.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, and that's when you got hurt?
No, that was, yeah, just about when I got hurt.
Okay. And so then after you're hurt, how did the treatment change?
It was just, I wasn't able to provide a level of, I guess, service that I was before due to my injury, and I was looked at differently because I was hurt and wasn't able to provide that service. So, yeah, that's pretty much how it went.
Okay, so it was hard to just feel validated being there at that point.
Yeah, it was. I was just talking about it today. Actually, it was so tough, like mentally. It was probably one of the hardest tests I've ever had to go through, especially being in that situation.
What was it like jumping out of planes when you were healthy?
It was great. It was definitely an adrenaline rush. It was fun, you know, because, I mean, I trusted the parachutes. You know, one of my best friends, who's in the Army still today, she used to was a parachute rigger. So, you know, I really trusted the parachutes now. So it was just jumping out and just seeing the world look like a globe, you know.
I mean, I would be terrified. I'm gonna be honest. I don't think I could do it. Certainly not with a smile on my face.
Yeah, it was definitely fun the whole ride until you land.
Where were most of the jumps taking place?
Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Okay. Fort Bragg. Is that where you were for the full 4 years?
Yes, that's where I was stationed.
Okay. I spent some time with the Marines for a week, just in a sort of a workshop where you get to see what it's like, and I know that. I mean, there's a level of accountability that goes on in that world that you don't see in regular day life. I mean, especially someone like yourself who's coming from a background where you don't have a lot of structure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge change.
Yes. Yes, most definitely. And I can definitely see both sides to it. Being able to witness both sides, I definitely could see how challenging it can be for a lot of people, especially throughout basic, because that's really the phase where a lot of people go in. Well, they don't know what to expect. And then when they're confronted with different issues, you know, a lot of people have never had that type of attention, I would say. So whether it's good or you know, negative, they don't know how to respond to it. So I've seen a lot of things go different ways from the very beginning of basic.
So, okay. You get out of the Army, how old are you?
27 now.
Okay, so you got out of the Army within the last year?
I got out 2016. 2014, sorry.
2014, okay. And so how are you, as you're chasing the basketball dream, how are you making ends meet right now?
Honestly, it's just off my disability. You know, I was working for a while, but the work that I was doing, I didn't really see. I work with kids, and I didn't see my help being helped in the way that I want them to be helped. So I just chase my dreams. I go to school, and I just live off my disability.
What's the what are you doing for school?
I'm in grad school right now, getting my master's in counseling psychology at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology.
So the fallback is to be a counselor or a psychologist? What are you thinking?
A doctor.
A doctor?
Yeah, a psychologist. Yeah.
You want to be a psychologist?
Yeah.
Take on everyone's stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think that's noble, awesome, and your plan for hoops, though, is you want to go and play wherever and make whatever and just experience it. Is that about fair?
Yeah, it's safe to say that I feel like the love that I have for the game has definitely improved my talents. So I'm at a place now where I want to see my hard work pay off. You know, I feel like competitively, I'm very competitive, and my hard work and work ethic can lead me a long way, and it's a skill. So it's going to be learned over time as long as I put the time in. And I'm putting, 3-4 hours a day in before 9 a.m., you know, hours out the week. So I feel like with the work that I'm putting in, I just pray that I can get compensated in wealth financially in the future. You know, that's what I'm playing for. And anywhere.
Do you wear an oxygen mask when you work out?
Yes.
You do, right? Yeah. I've noticed that. And you shoot with the red, white, and blue ball?
Yeah, the ABA ball.
The ABA ball. Now, why do you do that?
Well, I play in the ABA for the Chicago Steam, and the oxygen mask actually it intensifies my workout. So it helps me push harder, period.
So just working out, period, busting it on the court, that's not enough. We got to throw an oxygen mask.
Got to throw the mask on.
How long do you wear the mask?
Well, I usually use it when I'm doing cardio. So I start off with about 30 minutes of cardio. So I do interval training, or I might do a set amount of training where I might just chase a RPM, you know. But I'll have it on the entire cardio session, and I'll even go into my dribbling workouts with my mask on.
Speaking with J.R. Reynolds, who's chasing the dream, about to head on off to Iceland. You're how old? What are you, 6'2"?
No, yeah, I'm just about 6 feet.
6 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. And so how would you describe your game?
Well, I want to model my game behind, I say, Derrick Rose and Westbrook. Like, if I could put those two together with Kyrie Irving,
okay.
I want to merge those, because I'm 6 feet, but I could jump over people. So
no problem dunking the basketball.
No, none. I won a dunk contest in high school, and actually over the summer I was in China, and I was in a few dunk contests.
Really?
Yeah.
How's the jump shot?
I've been working on it. It's working on it. That's the skill,
right,
that I have to learn. But, I mean, 1,000 shots every time I'm putting shots up. Some days 500, but I try to at least do like 2,000 or 2,500 makes per week.
And so the handle?
Yeah, I start my workouts out with 10 minutes of dribbling. I try to at least do 1,000 dribbles with both hands, so it's about 2,000 dribbles that I'm doing. So
how do you count it?
Out loud, 1, 2, 3, 4,
really?
5, 6, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
With the mask on.
With the mask on.
Yeah, I try to talk with the mask on too, because, you know, when you're playing basketball, you know, you got to communicate, and, you know, I want people to know what to do. I want to be able to be spoken to on the court as well, so that's a part of conditioning.
I'll put you on the spot here, because I don't know if you ever read the letters in the Players Tribune where, dear my younger self, and so I read one today. Ray Allen was writing to his 13-year-old self, and Ray Allen, see, what you're talking about is some lonerness. Like, you are just working, and there is it's a tunnel vision. I am focused on hoop. I'm not focused on making friends. I'm not focused on anything other than being the best basketball player I can be. So if you were going to write a letter at 27 to, say, you know, I don't know, 10-year-old JR, you know, what would you tell that kid on the spot? Yeah.
I would tell myself everything that you love, pursue, period. You know, whether it's music, basketball, education, stay positive, have good vibes. It's going to be a lot of negativity. Prepare for it. But you're strong enough to get through it. Just remember that.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, however this turns out, your bottom line, you're ready for life's challenges.
Yeah, I'm ready for everything that's to come.
So I'm betting on you, JR.
I appreciate that. Thank you for the support. I need that.
Yeah, well, you I don't even know if you need it because I think you got it within yourself. But I'm betting on you all day. I see the determination, and you're on your journey all day.
Thank you.
And it's everyone's is unique, but I mean somebody like yourself who's risen up from nothing really. Yeah. I mean, let's call it how it is. I mean, a lot of people. I mean, when I came into the world, I didn't come into nothing. So I had an edge, and you know, I've gotten to where I've gotten to. I'd like to be honest. I wish I was further. And there's an intention in how you go about stuff, right? If you want to make it, I'm gonna get this.
Yeah.
And you have that.
Thank you.
And that's huge. So when you go to Iceland, I'm expecting to see, or wherever you end up, I'm expecting to see you all over YouTube, SportsCenter, something.
Yeah, most definitely all over YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram. I'm trying to make all of the highlights.
Are you? Do you have a Twitter or anything? Where can people follow you?
Well, my Instagram is LegendaryKingJR, and my Facebook is J.R.Reynolds, and my Twitter is JRR3YNOLDS, and my Snapchat is IKingJR.
Okay, so we're not playing around here. We got all the mediums going on.
That's all of them.
All right, well, hey, we're going to be in contact here, JR, and I'm looking forward to you having a great season and then reconnecting come the summer.
I appreciate that. Thank you for letting me come out.
That's JR Reynolds. Thank you for checking us out today. It's 720 WGN.